A Cow Is Not a Duck, an audio drama by JesusForSinners.com. Fred's farm was pretty typical. Cows, pigs, chickens, tractors, and lots of work to be done. A farmer's life is a busy one. Fred and his wife, Francine, worked from sunup till sundown, planting crops, milking cows, collecting eggs, all the chores of a typical farm. But today was a special day. They were about to welcome a new member to their farm family. There was great excitement throughout the farm as all the animals were stirring in anticipation of this joyous event.
Do you think it'll be a boy or a girl, Portis?
Probably one or the other, Penelope.
I wonder if it'll have spots or what color it'll be.
Probably not green or purple, I'm guessing.
Oh, Portis. We should go over to the barn and see what's going on.
And leave all this cool, refreshing mud? I just got comfortable. Penelope, you know how long it takes me to find a comfortable spot.
But we're going to miss all the excitement.
Penelope, Portis, it's almost time.
Oh, here comes Chelsea and Chloe.
Look at those chickens run. Looks like scrambled eggs for breakfast.
Oh, Portis, Chelsea and Chloe are excited. This is an exciting event.
Penelope, oh, Portis, it's almost time. Gertrude's calf is almost here.
Oh, Chelsea, this is ever so exciting. Where's Farmer Fred?
He's already in the barn.
Come on, Penelope, let's go see.
Oh, yes, Chloe, yes, let's go see. Come on, Portis.
Pigs belong in the mud, Penelope, not in barns.
Oh, fine, stay in the mud. I'm going to welcome Gertrude's calf into the world. Let's go, girls.
There, there, Gertrude. It'll be okay. You're doing fine.
Moo!
Did we miss anything? Is the calf here yet?
No. Looks like only one cow so far.
Moo! But soon to be two, it sounds like.
Is it here yet? Is it here?
Not yet, Penelope. Only one cow so far.
Oh, what a relief, Chloe. I wouldn't want to miss the arrival of our new family member.
Moo.
Just one more push, Gertrude. You can do it.
Moo.
Good job, Gertrude.
Oh, Chelsea, Chloe, how exciting! Praise God, what a blessing!
Is it a boy? A girl?
It's a boy, Chelsea! A handsome bull!
Oh, and brown, just like his father. He isn't purple at all.
Purple?
Nothing. Congratulations, Gertrude!
Congratulations, Gertrude!
Moo.
Gertrude, he's a fine young calf. So strong. Look at him running and jumping around.
Yes, Penelope. Pretty good for a two-week-old, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes. He's going to grow up and be a strong bull. Maybe leader of the herd.
Almost certainly. Look at the way he walks around with such confidence. A natural-born leader. It's obvious already.
Oh, yes. Look how everyone's drawn to him.
And not just other calves. Look at the way Chelsea and Chloe follow him around.
Hello, Clarence.
Hello.
My name is Chelsea, and this is my friend Chloe.
Hello, Clarence. We were there the night you were born. My, how you've grown so quickly.
My mom says I'm strong for my age. I might be leader of the herd someday. Are you two part of the herd?
Oh, no, Clarence. We're chickens. We live in the chicken coop and lay eggs.
Wow, that's neat. Maybe I can be a chicken, too.
No, Clarence. You're a cow. We're chickens. Penelope and Portis are pigs. God made us to be who we are. That's why cows are made different than chickens, who are made different than pigs. He made us different because we each have our own purpose.
Oh, I'm sure you're going to be a fine bull, Clarence. We can be happy knowing that we're doing what God wants us to do and being who God made us to be.
But what if I don't want to be a bull?
Clarence, you're only 2 weeks old. You don't even know what it's like to be a calf yet, much less a full-grown bull. God wants you to obey him. He'll help you obey him, and he'll help you use the talents he's given you to serve him and the others around you. Be satisfied with who you are, Clarence, and ask God to help you be the best cow you can be.
Well, I guess so.
Clarence, time to come in now.
I gotta go now.
Goodbye, Clarence.
Take care, Clarence.
Why do I have to be a cow? I'm 3 weeks old now. I'm certainly old enough to know what I want to be. Whoa, that was cool! You just fell out of the sky!
It's called landing, silly. That's what you do when you don't want to fly anymore.
Fly? Are you a chicken?
No, I'm a duck. Chickens can't fly. My name is Daphne.
Hi, I'm Clarence.
Hi, Clarence.
So chickens can't fly? Wow, being a duck is even better than being a chicken.
It isn't better, it's just different. God made us to do different things and have different purposes. God made me so I can fly. He also made me a good swimmer. I just can't play the piano.
Why not?
I have no fingers, silly. Just wings. See, we all do different things. That's the way God made us.
But I want to fly and swim.
Well, cows can swim a little, but I'm afraid you're going to have to leave the flying to us ducks.
Oh, but I want to fly. I want to swim really fast. I want to be a duck so bad.
I think you should concentrate on being a good cow, and I'll try to be a good duck. And we'll all try to be the best at what God wants us to do.
But my mom said I can be anything I want to be. And I want to be a duck.
She probably meant you can be any cow you want to be. I don't think your mom wants you to be a duck.
Well, we'll see. I'm going to go ask her. Mom, quack, quack. I want to be a duck, Mom.
Oh, that poor confused calf.
Mom, I want to be a duck. They're even better than chickens.
What? What? Chickens? Ducks? What are you talking about, Clarence?
I want to be a duck, Mom.
A duck? But you're a calf. You're going to grow up to be a strong bull someday and lead a herd of your own.
But I don't want to be a bull. I want to be a duck. I want to swim and fly. I like being a duck better than being a cow.
But you're a cow, Clarence. That's who you are.
You sound like Daphne. She said I couldn't fly.
Who's Daphne?
She's my friend. She's a duck, and she can swim really fast and fly and land in everything. I'm not happy being a cow. Don't you want me to be happy, Mom?
Maybe we should go talk to Dr. Sigmund Rooster.
Dr. Sigmund Rooster? Who's he?
He talks to us about how we feel, about what makes us happy. Maybe he can help. We'll go talk to him in the morning. Hello? Dr. Sigmund, hello?
Is he here, Mom?
I'm not sure, dear. Dr. Sigmund, hello?
Hello, Gertrude, and how have you been? We haven't spoken in quite some time. And who is this scrapping young calf?
I'm a duck.
Well, and a fine young duck you are.
But, Doctor, he's a cow.
Now, Gertrude, we mustn't squash his self-identity. These are very formative months in a duck's life, and we want to be supportive, don't we?
Well, yes, but how is he going to lead a herd if he thinks he's a duck?
Well, maybe he doesn't want to lead a herd. We mustn't project our own values or society's stereotypes onto him. You want him to be happy and well-adjusted, don't you?
Well, yes, but I'm not projecting anything onto him. He is a cow.
Last night, I dreamt I was flying around the farm. Then I landed in the pond and swam all around. And then, me and the other ducks flew all the way to the south field and back. It was so much fun!
That's wonderful, Clarence.
Oh, and my name isn't Clarence anymore. That's a cow's name. My name is Darlene. Darlene Duck.
What?
Oh, that's a wonderful name, Darlene. Just as fine a duck name as I've ever heard.
But, Doctor, it's one thing to pretend for a while, but maybe this is going too far. I mean, changing his name?
Gertrude, obviously he's a duck trapped in a cow's body. He feels like a duck. He is excited about being a duck. He even dreams about duck things. He may have a cow's body, but he has the mind of a duck. Just look at how happy he is.
Quack, quack, quack.
Oh me, oh my.
Gertrude, would you rather have a depressed cow or a happy duck?
Well, I want Clarence to be happy. I mean, Darlene.
Very good. That's a supportive mother. I'm sure he's going to grow up to be a happy, well-adjusted duck.
Quack, 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 quack.
Where are my feathers?
Chelsea, be quiet. It's not even sun up yet. I'm trying to sleep.
Chloe, my feathers are gone. Someone's stolen my feathers.
What? What? Oh, Chelsea, have you no modesty?
This isn't funny, Chloe. Where did my feathers go? I look ridiculous.
Why, Chelsea, you've lost weight.
Chloe. Aren't you feeling a bit of a draft?
Now that you mention it, there is a bit of a draft. Who left the door open? How am I expected to lay eggs in this cold?
Chloe, perhaps now would be a good time for you to take a feather inventory.
A what? What? My feathers! Where are my feathers? Help! Thief!
Oh, Chloe, where is your modesty?
Fred! Fred! Someone's stolen my feathers!
Ack! Our feathers, too!
Our feathers, Ack. Too!
Fred! Fred! There's a chicken feather thief on the loose!
What's all that racket in the hen house?
Fred, our feathers! They're gone!
What? What? What's going on here? Oh, no! Naked chickens! Don't worry, ladies. Help is on the way.
Ma, get out your knitting needles. We need sweaters for the chickens.
I think yellow polka dots look very nice on you, Chloe.
Don't talk to me.
I rather like my sweater. It's warm and stylish. Oh, here comes Penelope. I'm sure she'll like our sweaters.
Oh, Chelsea, Chloe, what beautiful sweaters. Where'd you get them?
Fred's wife, Francine, was up all night knitting them for us. Don't you like Chloe's polka dots?
Oh, yes, they're wonderful.
Cluck, 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 cluck.
What's the matter, Chloe? Don't you like your sweater?
I want my feathers back.
Your feathers? Oh, yes. What happened to your feathers?
Oh, they were stolen last night, Penelope. Every last feather in the hen house, gone. It's a terrible crime wave, but at least we have these fine sweaters to wear until our feathers grow back.
Fred needs to get to the bottom of this. Otherwise, our feathers could be taken again. Who would steal chicken feathers?
Is that Clarence? Why is he covered with feathers?
My feathers!
Quack, quack, quack. Hello, ladies. I'm a duck.
Clarence, where did you get all those feathers?
They're my duck feathers. I'm a duck.
Clarence, those look a lot like chicken feathers.
No, they're duck feathers. I'm a duck, so these are duck feathers.
You're a calf! A calf! A crazy calf!
Now, Chloe, calm down. I'm sure there's a reasonable explanation for this.
Don't call my calf, duck, crazy.
Gertrude, Clarence is covered with feathers.
I know, Penelope, and his name isn't Clarence. It's Darlene.
Darlene? Darlene? That's a duck's name!
Yes, Chloe, that's because he's a duck.
Oh, great! Two crazy cows!
Now, Chloe, calm down. Gertrude, what's this all about?
Clarence, Darlene, feels he's a duck. I'm being a supportive mother and encouraging him to be who he truly is.
Gertrude, what he truly is a calf. That's what God made him. And he'll grow up to be a fine bull someday, just like God wants him to be.
Well, Darlene feels he's a duck. I don't want him to feel bad about who he is, do you?
Oh, last week he wanted to be a chicken. This week he wants to be a duck. Maybe he's just acting like any other energetic, imaginative young calf.
I'm a duck. Quack, quack, quack.
Grow those feathers on your own, huh, Clarence?
I'm Darlene. Darlene Duck. Quack. I'm going to the pond where duck can be appreciated. Birds of a feather flock together.
Those are our feathers.
Quack. Quack.
Chloe, calm down. Just let him go. He's just a confused young calf. Gertrude, do you think it's wise to encourage him to act this way?
I just want him to be happy.
But how is he going to be happy being something he's not? He can pretend all he wants, but eventually reality will catch up with him. In the meantime, he'll get more and more confused.
I love him, Chelsea. I just want what's best for him.
What's best for him is to be what God made him.
But Dr. Sigmund Rooster said that he's a duck trapped in a calf's body.
I think the rooster sees a profitable future with lots and lots and lots of counseling sessions for that confused calf.
Oh, Chloe, you're not helping. Gertrude, Clarence needs Jesus. He's doing things he shouldn't. He's being disobedient, and now he's stealing feathers. He needs forgiveness for these things. Oh, Gertrude, just pray. Pray that God helps Clarence understand who he is. Don't let others confuse him. Don't confuse him yourself. In the end, you're not helping him if you're letting him think he's something he's not. We'll pray for him too, won't we, girls?
Oh, yes, I'll pray for him.
I'm praying right now, praying for that poor confused calf. And for my feathers.
Daphne!
Clarence? Oh, Clarence, you're covered in feathers.
That's because I'm a duck. See? I have feathers just like you.
Are those your feathers, Clarence?
Well, they're mine now. And my name is Darlene. That's a proper duck name.
That is a duck name, all right. And you do kind of look like a duck with all those feathers. Okay, let's go swimming, Clarence. I mean, Darlene. Oh, Darlene, you sure make a big entrance.
I love swimming in the water.
Come on, Darlene, swim over here.
I'm coming. I'll be right there.
Come on, Darlene.
I'm crying. Slow down. I can't keep up.
Come on, Darlene. Try to keep up.
I can't swim that fast. How do you do that?
God gave me these wonderful webbed feet. I can swim ever so fast with these.
Webbed feet, but I mean...
Oh, Darlene, my flock is leaving. I have to go.
But wait, can't we swim some more?
Maybe later, when I get back. You practice swimming so you'll get faster. I'll see you later, Darlene.
Goodbye, Daphne. Why can't I swim like Daphne? I have to swim faster, like a real duck. I mean, like the duck that I am. I have to swim fast.
Clarence, what's the matter?
My name's Darlene, Chelsea. You'll need to call me Darlene.
Oh, now, Clarence, I'm not going to encourage you to behave like this. It'll only make you more confused.
I'm not confused. I'm a duck.
Then you look like a very sad duck.
I can't swim as fast as the other ducks. I don't have webbed feet, so I can't keep up with Daphne in the pond.
Clarence, you don't have webbed feet because you're a cow, not a duck. You can try to pretend you're a duck, but that doesn't change who you are. You're always going to be a better cow than a duck because God made you a cow. That's why you don't have webbed feet. And that's why you have to get your feathers from somewhere else.
But I want to be a duck.
Clarence, we need to not rebel against God and just be happy with what he made us. We can pray to him and ask him to help us to do the things he wants us to do and fill the role he has for us. We all have different things we can do and different situations that God places us in. Rather than being dissatisfied with where God put us and who God's made us, we should ask him to help us serve him the way that he's enabled us to. He makes some of us cows, and others chickens, and others pigs, and others farmers. I can't do what a cow does, and a cow can't do what a farmer does. But we can all serve and obey God by being who he's made us to be and to do the things he's called us to do.
But Dr. Sigmund said I could be a duck. My mom says I can be a duck, so I want to be a duck.
Dr. Sigmund and your mom aren't God. They aren't the ones who made you. God did. Clarence, pray and ask him for the strength to be who he's made you to be.
But I wanna be a duck.
You're never gonna be satisfied being an artificial duck, Clarence. You'll always feel out of place and unnatural. But when God saves you through Jesus, he'll strengthen you, and you can be a very useful, obedient cow. You just have to stop rebelling against him. He'll change your desires so that you want to obey him.
But I don't want to be useful or obedient. I want to be a duck. Quack! 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 Quack!
Oh, poor Clarence. Oh, please, God, please help him.
I don't know why you don't like the polka dots, Chloe. They're much more colorful than your feathers.
Well, Penelope, it's because I'm a chicken. Chickens are supposed to have feathers, not sweaters.
I'd be very happy if Francine knitted me a sweater.
Speaking of feathers, here come my feathers now!
Oh no, what's Darlene up to now?
Don't encourage him, Penelope. His name is Clarence, and why is he wearing flippers?
Quack, quack, quack.
What are you doing now, Clarence?
Quack, that's Darlene.
What's on your feet, Darlene?
These are my webbed feet. They make me swim really fast. Ducks swim really fast.
Those look like Fred and Francine's swim fins.
No, they're my webbed feet.
They're blue, Clarence.
I'm sorry. I don't know anyone by that name. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going down to the pond to swim with the other ducks.
Well, that's something you don't see every day. A cow covered in feathers wearing flippers.
Yeah, and a featherless chicken wearing a polka dot sweater.
Daphne! Daphne!
Darlene? Oh, Darlene!
Watch how well I can swim now! Look, Daphne! Look at me swim!
You're moving around a lot, Darlene, but you're not getting very far.
I just have to... Wait, can't... Oh, no! One of my flippers! My rug feet fell off!
Oh, Clarence, you just don't have the hang of this swimming thing. Your feet just aren't made like mine.
But they're webbed feet just like yours. I even have twice as many as you do.
Yes, Darlene, you have twice as many feet as a duck. And it seems that your feathers are starting to fall out also.
The glue must be, it must be molting season.
It isn't molting season, Darlene. I'm afraid you're just not a very good duck.
What do you mean?
Well, your feathers are falling out, your flippers, or feet, don't work very well, and, Darlene, you can't even fly.
But I'm a duck. I want to be a duck. My mom said I could be a duck. I look like a duck, kind of.
Oh, Darlene. Clarence, I think you're probably a wonderful cow, but I'm afraid you're a really bad duck. And that's because God didn't make you a duck, he made you a cow.
No, I'm a duck. I want to be a duck, so I'm a duck. I'll show you. I'll show all of you.
Poor Clarence.
Gertrude! Gertrude! Come quick!
What is it, Chelsea?
Clarence is on top of the barn!
What? Oh, no!
There he is!
Clarence! Come down from that roof!
Ma! There's a feathered cow on top of the barn! And he's got our swim flippers on!
What is it, Penelope?
Up there, Portis, on top of the barn!
What's that giant chicken doing up there? It looks like it's ready to go swimming.
That's Clarence.
Clarence? This is what I get for leaving the mud hole.
What's the commotion, Penelope?
Chloe, it's Clarence. Clarence. He's on top of the barn.
What's he doing up there?
I don't know. I think he's finally snapped.
Clarence! Come down from there!
I'm Darlene the duck. Buck! I'm a duck and I can prove it. Ducks can fly.
Oh no! Clarence, no! You're a cow, not a duck! Cows can't fly!
Now, let's be encouraging.
Be quiet, you crazy rooster.
Oh, Clarence, I've been praying for you. Please, please come down. Don't listen to what the world tells you. Don't listen to the deceitfulness of your heart. Trust God. Trust that He knew what He was doing when He made you a cow. Please, Clarence, please don't fight God. Be happy with the way He made you.
Portis, what are you doing up there? Get down from that barn.
I'll be fine, Penelope. I just want to talk to Clarence about something.
He doesn't even like barns.
Now, Clarence, what are you doing up here?
I'm a duck, and ducks can fly, so I'm gonna fly.
You look a lot like a calf who's trying to be something he's not.
I'm a duck. That's what I feel like. That's what I am.
Clarence, God made you a cow.
God made me a duck. I can feel it.
Clarence, if God made you a duck, then why would you have to try so hard to not be a cow? Clarence, you need to stop rebelling against God. You need to ask God to turn you away from all this rebellion and give you faith in Jesus. And I'm not just talking about this duck thing. You've been angry, you've disobeyed your mother, and you've been stealing things. These things are all wrong. You need forgiveness for all of them.
But I want to do what I want to do.
Well, Clarence, there are consequences for that. God doesn't like pride, and He doesn't like rebellion. If you insist on acting this way, you're never going to get saved, and then when you die, you're going to be in hell forever. If you don't like things now, you're really not going to like things then.
But I want these things.
Yes, Clarence, we want bad things by nature. But God loves us so much that He not only offers us forgiveness through Jesus, but He'll change our desires so that we don't want these things.
He can do that? He can change me and give me faith in Jesus?
Yes, Clarence, He can do anything.
And I won't go to hell when I die?
No, Clarence. God will look at what Jesus did for us. He took the punishment for the things we do wrong. And God's Spirit will make us more like Jesus as we go through our lives.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
It's sure a lot better than what would happen if a cow jumped off a barn, don't you think, Clarence?
Yeah, splat!
Yes, splat. I would hate to see that, Clarence. That's why I'm up here. I care enough about you to tell you the truth. A lot of us do.
I think I want to get down now.
Me too. Pigs don't belong on the tops of barns. Look at my hooves trembling. I need mud, quickly!
God loved Clarence enough to surround him with friends that would tell him the truth. Instead of supporting Clarence's sin, God showed him that no matter how far someone is from God, God is always close to them and ready to save them.
Oh, Clarence, you're safe. You're safe.
Portis, you're okay. I was so worried about you.
Mud, Penelope. I need mud, quick.
Mom, will you forgive me for disobeying you?
Oh, Clarence, of course I will.
I need to apologize to Chelsea and Chloe, too. And I need to ask Jesus to save me and help me to obey Him.
Oh, yes, Clarence, that's the most important thing. Just trust Jesus. He'll take care of everything. He'll make you content, believing and obeying him.
Mom, can you help me get these feathers off? Cows don't have feathers.
Oh, Clarence.
God made the animals of the earth after their kind, and the livestock after their kind, and everything that creeps on the ground after its kind. God saw that it was good. God created man in his own image. In God's image, he created him. Male and female, he created them.